What risk does this bird flu or avian influenza, whatever you want to call it, pose to our backyard flocks here in North Carolina?
Yes. So taking a look at avian influenza, obviously it can affect any bird, hence the name avian, but especially with our backyard flocks, the main risk being of wildlife, the wild birds flying over basically and dropping fecal matter into either water or coming in contact with their backyard birds. Main problem with avian influenza is just kind of how deadly it is. You know, there's two strains, there's high pathogen, low pathogen. If it's a high pathogen strain, you'll literally just have almost 100% of your birds dead within 24 hours. And not really much we can do about it. So the main thing is making sure that we keep it outside of our flock with good biosecurity. So I encourage everybody to go to the USDA website to look at their protocols for biosecurity, making sure that everything is clean that's coming in, everything sanitized is coming in, so we don't accidentally transmit it to our flocks or from, you know, even just one backyard to another. And if you do see one or suspect it, you can call the state veterinarian. Again, at the USDA website, they will tell you where to go. The only way we can test it is with a post-mortem testing, looking at the cells itself to see if we can find the virus inside of there. And if we do find it, the state will then know to report it and can go in and help make a plan for kind of, you know.
Dr. Max, what are some warning signs people can look for?
Yes. So if it's warning signs, main clinical signs we'll see are drop in egg production, or if you see eggs that have kind of a wrinkly shell on the outside, so almost like it's been shriveled up and dried out in the sun like a raisin, that's usually a sign of influenza inside of your chickens. You'll see purple wattles, you know, a little area under their neck or their sinuses. They'll be kind of gasping for air. It can also affect their nerves system. So if all of a sudden they're walking around fine in the morning and then by the afternoon they have their heads kind of tilt off the side, unable to lift it up or circling, that can all be signs. And sudden death, if no, they can literally go 100% fine, 2 hours later dead. And so if anything like that is happening, and profuse diarrhea as well, then I would recommend calling into the state veterinarian to get it tested for confirmation, so that way we can keep track of this, mainly so it can spread to our, you know, more commercial products as well. And if it goes, it can spread miles. So if, you know, it happens in a backyard and there happens to be a commercial one nearby, they have to be alerted of that to take extra precautions to keep it out of there.
Do we have any numbers yet, Doctor, on the impact to backyard flocks in North Carolina from avian influenza?
Yes. So on the USDA website at the current moment, I believe the last reporting was in the 28th of last month. There were about 8 flocks in North Carolina that were affected. So in North Carolina, we've had about 3 million birds affected in the last 3 months.
Do you have any tips to help prevent folks and about how they can prevent avian influenza in their flocks?
Yeah, main thing being biosecurity. So if we leave the premise or new people coming onto the premises, change your shoes, because this virus can live on what are called fomites, which is the medical fancy word for just being objects. So if you have a friend who also has chickens and you're borrowing some of their tools, sanitize it, you know, scrub it down, bleach it, kill everything that's on there before bringing it in. When you do go into your flock, I would change your shoes, change your clothes. New people coming in, make sure they haven't been to another poultry farm or haven't been to other flocks within the past probably week or so. If they have, take extra precautions. It's kind of just being the main thing. If possible, try to keep your birds away from wild birds. I realize it's not always possible, especially in kind of backyard, because birds fly. It's kind of the nature of it. But the main thing is, as much as possible, try to keep them away from wildlife. Anything that comes in, we want it controlled. Any new birds you bring into your flock, keep them quarantined for 30 days, separate from the rest of them, We don't know what they have yet, and the virus can have up to a 20-day, what's called incubation period, where it's essentially dormant until it kind of builds in the system, and then we see the sudden death when all of a sudden chickens can no longer compensate for it. So quarantine being big, any new people that come in, vet them, make sure they haven't been to other places, they can change their shoes, wash your hands, even, you know, change the clothes if we're going to be doing everything to the letter. That's kind of the main thing we can do.
Dr. Max Gertolushin, a veterinarian at the Critchell Animal Hospital. Doctor, really appreciate your time and your perspective this morning. Thanks so much for getting to Burley and joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.